Hi, welcome to Community Service and Safety Committee. Today is Monday, February 12th, 2024. My name is Jovita McConnell. I'm the chair. I will let the other council members in the room introduce themselves.
Deshaun Quinn.
Hannah Hunter. We have two business items on the agenda. 1A is the Specialized Police Intelligent Development Resource Contract Amendment, and 1B is the Purchase and Sale Agreement with Forterra for the Duwamish Hill Preserve. And I will go ahead and pass this off to Eric Lund, Deputy Police Chief.
Hi, Eric Lund, Deputy Police Chief. This is a pretty quick ask. And just to get you up to speed on what SpiderTech is, it's an application that it's a company we've been in contract with for over a year. The application sends callers text messages when they call 911 for most types of calls. Let them know that we're on our way or we're going to be delayed. At the end, it gives them a disposition of we handled it by couldn't find the person or we made an arrest or whatever. There's also a link for a survey that callers can take. So all the survey data is shared with the COPCAB committee every month. That's one of our agenda items. And so it's been very beneficial for us. We get a lot of good feedback, positive and negative, things that we can improve on, and a lot of really good things that people say about the officers, about the work, that they appreciate the work. It's a lot more positive than negative. I attempted to print off the third quarter presentation. My copy, okay, your guys' copy is way better. So that is just every quarter they meet with me virtually and they go over our stats. It goes over the types of calls that they're, we're sending messages on or delayed response time, what types of calls we're delayed on. I think it's over 15 minutes. We just send them, hey, we're still on our way. And then also for major crimes or felonies, if there's an investigation, they'll get a notification that their case is assigned to a detective and then what the outcome of that case was if it eventually gets, the case gets closed. So it's been a very good system. This contract amendment is for another year for 2024. Because the aggregate of the two contracts are just over $40,000, we need council approval for the mayor to sign the contract amendment. So unless you have any questions, the request is to have this go to the February 26th.
Yeah.
Didn't seem right when I read it. Sorry. Special meeting consent agenda.
And then what do we ask if there are any questions?
Yeah, so
I have a question, but I'm going to let you guys go.
I don't have any questions. I think what I specifically looked at was there was a stat that said how many people thought it was helpful, and it was like 80-something percent thought it was helpful, and so that seems like people are convinced. In my experience, most of the people that take surveys are people that have things to complain about, so that seems pretty high for that.
I had a just kind of clarifying question. So one, I mean, that amount, I'm comfortable with. So the cost for the year is $18,000, and then 2024 is $23,000, and that's covered for the buying.
That should be swapped. Plus, I wrote it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
So the first year was more because of implementation costs and licenses and all that. The second year should be $18,000. Did I write that wrong?
No, it's right. I think that there's like a little comment somewhere that says that it's paid through March 30th of this year. And so then that changes the amount for this year.
Yeah, because of the date that it was originally implemented was in March. And so they wanted to give us a full 12 months. So there's just kind of some overlapping dates. Okay. But the costs are right. And we budgeted for it. Right. So we budgeted for the full 23 months. So we budgeted for the cost.
Okay. So my question in so you said it's COPCAB, you kind of share the information. I think we've heard generally from the public about wanting to hear back. And after a year of kind of implementation, how do you feel as the technical practitioner that this is giving us what you need and addressing public questions or concerns?
The reason we went with this is COPCAB for years was working on a survey. They wanted a survey. And we tried a bunch of different ways to get surveys. And the The last thing we did before this was we gave officers a QR code on the back of their business card. Hey, can you fill this out? So that requires an officer to hand out their business card. And as an officer, I didn't hand my business card out to everybody, just if they needed a case number or something. And then I would require the person to scan the QR code and take, it was like a 20 question survey. And I think we got less than 10 responses in a year. And I think I put in the notes here. We sent over 53,000 messages out for 23, and there was a 17% survey completion rate, which our goal was 18%, and that's quite a bit. So over, you know, well, that's almost, let's see, math. Yeah, I mean, that's good. And so we added an option on there if they wanted further contact, leave their email address, and I'll personally email every one of them that wants contact. And some of them have good things to say. Some of them have things they want answered. And that's, it's been really good. So all the communication I've had with people who want additional follow-up.
Did you find that people did want additional follow-up after the survey?
Very minor. And then I think on one of the pages there, it gives you the stats for further contact in that presentation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was like 6%,
I think
and out of that 6%, I think maybe 1% actually answer my email. So, but I, you know, the conversations have been good. They've been hard conversations sometimes, but they were good.
Tim, one final question, at least for me, is just thinking about how you utilize this internally. Are you kind of using this to benchmark responses, or I know you use it for training because there was an incident where that actually happened and then that was follow-up, but are you using to also benchmark, right? Because you have all this data.
The way we use it internally is I compare every month at COPCAP. So last month we were at, and it gives you a score, like a satisfaction score. So it's rated on a scale of 1 to 5. Last month we were here, this month we were here. Let's look at reasons why the score went up and went down. A lot of the comments people send.
This one?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
So it's officer satisfaction, overall department satisfaction, and the first one is satisfaction you have with our dispatchers, mm-hmm. which if there's a bad review, we'll notify Valicom and say, hey, somebody had something to say about a dispatcher or call receiver. But we'll just analyze it, see if there's any trends or something. And then the other thing is we have it live in the patrol area on the screen. It has the live scores, and then it'll rotate through comments. If somebody rates us all fives, the comment that they say at the end gets added automatically, or I can go through them and I can add them manually. So
thank you.
Yep, welcome.
No, I don't think I have any questions. I was on this financial impact, just clarifying, but you covered that piece. So I don't have any more.
Can I make a comment?
Sure.
I just want to point out that staff is requesting this item be forwarded to the consent agenda, which means it would go to a meeting where the council adopts the consent agenda in one motion and there's no discussion. That's often a recommendation from staff when things are routine, non-controversial, it's a proven product.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's always the committee's choice whether to accept that recommendation or not. Like you could, I'm not saying you should do that in this case. Mm-hmm. I think consent is a great idea. But if there were ever a time when you wanted the council to further discuss something, you could say we actually want this on a committee as a whole instead.
Instead, okay.
Does that cover what, yeah.
Yeah, and I think one thing to note, right, any one individual council member can pull off the consent agenda. But usually when you put on the consent agenda, you vetted it just like we did it here.
Mm-hmm.
And so you feel pretty confident going into it. There are not going to be any questions in the amount. Is also informative as well. So this is kind of a known quantity. We did it last year. It should probably go on the consent agenda.
Okay. So now,
so then ask your fellow committee members if they're comfortable moving this forward to that meeting consent agenda with a recommendation to approve.
Okay. So are you guys comfortable moving us to the
February 26th?
February 26th.
Yeah.
Yes.
Two.
Right. And I'll put that in a minute.
Okay.
Yep. What's happening?
Yeah, we're good.
I was like, that was a thumbs up.
Yeah,
that's
a
thumbs up too.
No, that's Will for
that.
I saw eyeball.
I saw a thumbs up. Oh my goodness. Okay.
And then you can move on to the next
one. Okay. So next item is the
Chair. I'm just wondering if I have the floor. So item B, I'm going to recuse myself.
Okay.
So I'll probably leave the meeting because this item I'm currently serve on the Forterra board. So
okay.
I'll leave you to it.
All right, thank you. Yeah. Okay, the next item is purchase and sell agreement with Forterra for the Duwamish Hill Preserve, Chris Kelly and Mike Perfetti, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chris Kelly, Parks and Rec Deputy Director. Mike and I are together on this, and Mike has a lot of the more information because it's definitely on kind of the public work side of things for land acquisition. Background is 2019, we initially started to go after this piece of property. Are you guys familiar with the property?
I'm not familiar with it.
Okay, so when you're heading towards the community center mm-hmm. on 115, there's the Duwamish Hill Preserve,
mm-hmm.
and there's that vacant lot, it's two lots with the fencing.
Mm-hmm.
It's those two lots, okay.
Yep, and so it's an eyesore, and people haven't been happy with it. And
well, it's been sitting for a long time.
Yep.
They did some work, and then there was, like, the cave-in across the street, and then all work stopped, and now everything's just been sitting.
So we lost out. We got awarded the grant. Mm-hmm. We lost the property to another bidder. And, yes, other things happened that we have no control over, but the acquisition was for part of the park, but also for the roadway to be realigned in the public works project that will then help with the shoreline restoration and everything else that kind of goes along with it. So it arose again for sale. And so we're working for Forterra and going after it. So we were awarded the money. There is some initial city money that will be reimbursed, but that's where we're at. Am I missing?
All right, if you want to go
ahead. No, I'm not.
Could you explain Forterra a little bit?
Yeah. So Forterra is a regional land trust, and so it's a nonprofit organization. One of the things that they do a lot of is help municipalities and other agencies and private property owners purchase property for the purposes of open space conservation and protection. They also do some restoration services as well. And so Council Member Quinn is on that board for that for Forterra.
Okay.
And in this case, they are, this is a relationship that Parks built with them going way back to 2004 when the property was purchased for the preserve. And is it okay if I just printed some maps? So you'll see hopefully you can read the red property boundary lines. You can see the main part of the park there. And then on the kind of on the bottom right, there's a square parcel and then a longer skinny parcel that says 3914.
3914, okay.
Yeah. The square parcel and the 3914 are the two properties that we're proposing to acquire.
Okay.
And the way that it's worked so far, so we've had this long relationship with Forterra, and when this property came back on the market in November, we got together with them, and they are essentially leading the transaction for us. So they have, they are the ones that recently signed a purchase and sale agreement, and we're entering into the negotiations, and will essentially act as our agent through the transaction process. And where we're at now is that they've put in an offer, and we have a purchase and sale agreement with a 45-day contingency period, during which they will do an environmental assessment and also have a third-party appraisal review. So at the end of that 45 days, if we're satisfied with that information, what the plan is would be then for Forterra to transfer that purchase and sale agreement to us,
mm-hmm.
And which would give us basically ownership of the document and all of the terms therein. And so we essentially what we're asking for, and I can go over some more detail, is for council, for you to recommend forwarding that on to committee of the whole first for discussion, and then to the city council for approval. And if I just skip down here to the financial impacts, more specifically, what we're asking is for you, council to authorize $125,000 to purchase the two properties to be reimbursed at a later date. The offer is $455,000. The total estimated cost is $490,000. Later this year, we will have $550,000 grant funding in hand. And so that $125,000 is just meant to be kind of front the down payment, if you will, until we're fully reimbursed by the grants. The other part of our request is to authorize signing the assignment of the purchase and sale agreement, Form 4 Terra, to the city and from the terms of the ownership, as I mentioned. That might be a lot, so please feel free to
ask questions. Do you have any questions for us?
I do not have any questions. I live in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I drive by it every day. Before the bridge was closed, I worked in Georgetown, so I still drove by it every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm super familiar with the property and the project plan, and I have no questions.
I have a question. So what do you guys plan on doing? I mean, what are we doing with this property once we take it over?
Yeah, so initially, it'll just be part of the park, right? Mm-hmm. We continue the split rail. We do some restoration, and we would probably do some small plantings. The long-term plan is phase three of that park, which we've gone through two phases now, like mm-hmm. And that would be resetting the roadway further away from the river that would probably go into this property a little bit into the mm-hmm. park line there
mm-hmm.
to free up shoreline space for proper curb and gutter and then, mm-hmm. you know, kind of sidewalk and other restoration. Mm-hmm. So that's why this part, yes, it doesn't really give a ton mm-hmm. of appeal to the park,
mm-hmm.
but for the long-term plans, we kind of need it for that road to be able to come over that way.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah, that's why it's parks, but it's public works. It's, yeah. You know, that's why we're working together.
Yes, the shoreline there has been damaged.
Yeah.
I think that's the other part we're trying to accomplish with that project, and we've had some cross-departmental conversations about how to treat that, what is now the shoreline, that gravel parking area mm-hmm. where we see a lot of dumping. So that is part of what we've been working on an approach to.
Okay. All right. And then the first, I guess we want to know this, or we want to take this to the committee of the whole. And if we're good with that, and I am.
I'm good with it.
Mm-hmm.
With a motion, or not a motion, but with a recommendation to approve specifically?
With a recommendation to approve.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the next part of that ask is the, is that authorizing the signing, right? So, sorry, this is my first
one. No,
so I'm trying to figure this all out as I go.
Is there anything else? No?
That's it?
Nope. If you are comfortable with the proposal, then you can just forward it along to the rest of the council.
Yes, I am comfortable with the proposal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then you can ask if anybody has any miscellaneous or other things for the good of the order. And
sure.
You can,
any other items, miscellaneous items?
I don't have any.
I have a quick one.
Okay.
We have four officers graduating from the academy tomorrow.
Mm.
Very exciting. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Congratulations to them. Yeah.
Yes. They've worked hard.
So do they start right away? Or,
they have 3 months of field training with an officer. So not out of the woods yet, but.
But like closer to summertime or probably fall up.
Yes. So they'll be around beginning of summer. Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. I'm excited. I mean, I'm happy.
Yeah.
See some.
It'll be nice to be more fully staffed again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost there.
Yeah.
Also, I just want to share that the new canine officer is going to be presented at the March 6th council meeting.
Ranger?
Yes. Yes.
Like what kind of?
He's a German Shepherd, right? Yeah.
And, I already missed the other one.
I know, I do too.
Apollo, yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. Anything else?
You haven't been to these before, but Eric usually sings a song at the end of
them. Can you tell he's being honest with me?
I mean, it'd be great. I'm waiting.
Just listen. Jovita knows me. We've known each other for a long time.
Like,
so.
Yeah, 45 years.
Yes. So
he knows your voice. She knows.
Yeah. She knows my voice.
Yeah, yeah,
sing it too.
Together.
All right. So I guess we're going to adjourn.